Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Nick Reiner's arraignment has been pushed now to February 23rd after his high-profile defense attorney, Alan Jackson, abruptly withdrew from the case about a month ago, January 7th. Before stepping down, Jackson told reporters he'd investigated the matter top to bottom and that, quote, pursuant to the law in California, Nick Reiner is not guilty of murder. Print that! Take that to the bank! Veins protruding from his head outside of the courthouse. He's now being represented by public defender Kimberly Green, and legal analysis are already pointing towards a likely not guilty by reason of insanity defense. Given Nick's documented history of schizoaffective disorder and his 2020 mental health conservatorship, but here's what's getting lost in the legal maneuvering. The behavioral warning signs were everywhere for decades, from childhood tantrums that a family yoga instructor said she'd never seen anything like, to violent outbursts in rehab at 15, to destroying his parents' guest house on meth. With what Nick himself described as no logic to the erratic behavior at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party just hours before the murders. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us to help us examine this life arc, if you will, the formative experiences that shape how individuals respond to stress. Let's talk about Nick. When you look at the accounts of his childhood and going all the way back to the yoga instructor, describing screaming meltdowns lasting 20 minutes, the constant need for immediate attention, the way everyone in the family accommodated his chaos. What does that early baseline tell you about the behavioral trajectory that we're looking at here?
A life of control. Then he controlled the fact that he had no guardrails. He could do whatever he wanted, maneuver in any direction he wanted to, and he knew how to manipulate the world around him to get what he wanted. He remained the screaming child that screams for a bottle when he's, you know, a couple months old. To get their way, because that's what we learn to get fed, to get nourished at a young age. We make noise and we get fed and we get nourished. We know to live in hell out of people, we get fed more. Until logic and healthy relationships start grooming us into being adults and functioning at a healthy level, that, you know, for whatever, you know, myriad of reasons, mental health and whatever everyone else is saying, just he was never given guardrails that held. And it just kept exasperating. It's why, you know, every time he says, you know, he feels there's conspiracy against him. No, he's actually, for the first time in life, he's experiencing guardrails. He's experiencing law and order. He's experiencing accountability for his actions that he's never, I mean, think about this. He went to the Christmas party wearing a hoodie and everyone else is dressed up. He was accommodated his entire life. And he's never had those guardrails, never had accountability. And even when he was sent into rehab, he came out and just did it again.
And I think it says something too of where Rob and Michelle were at about their 32-year-old son showing up to the black tie affair that he wasn't invited to, but they wanted to take him along to keep an eye on him, that he shows up in a hoodie. I mean, it to me, it says something too. It says Rob and Michelle were too afraid to tell him to wear something fucking appropriate.
Yeah.
That he couldn't come. That, no, I'm sorry, you're 32. We're going to this because of our accomplishments in life, and these are our circle of friends, not yours. Fuck off. But they couldn't do that, or say it in a nice way. They they still couldn't even say to him, okay, you can come, but it's a fancy dress-up occasion, little Nick, so we got to put on our nice clothes today. Because I'm sure he wasn't without nice clothes. Right. Or they couldn't immediately have some delivered to the house. The fact that they couldn't communicate that to him without some sort of fear of reprisal, and that would have been, let's just let him come in the hoodie. Fuck it. Let him come. That says a lot about the eggshells that they were walking on and the repercussions that they feared out of him that they did not know how to deal with.
He had them so trauma bonded.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, trauma bonding is a very simple process to understand, is that you start out, you know, having a great, healthy relationship. And you're thinking everything's fantastic. And then all of a sudden, they get a little crazy on you. And then you want to withdraw, but then they give you a little bit of niceness to keep you drawn back in. It's like, oh, it's just a moment. But what happens is those moments of crazy, they start overwhelming the moments of kindness and the moments of hope. Mm-hmm. And those moments of hope become so minusculely small, and it happens over this period of time, like a lifetime living with someone, like in this case, where the crazy is this much. But you're living for the bond of waiting for a moment like this. And if we just, and he's got them so shamed and to think it's their fault because he's the victim. He's got them so conditioned to thinking he is the victim that he has groomed them into saying that I just have to behave better. I mean, I can imagine in their own minds, we didn't do enough. We didn't do enough. We don't do enough. And he keeps telling them, well, you need to do more. You need to do more. You need to do more. And that's how he's controlling and has them bonded to his behaviors. He's telling them exactly what he wants to do. And he's doing it and getting away with it.
I want to talk on this one here. This is a comment that we got here. Wealth was his downfall. If he came from a poor family, he would have had consequences much sooner. I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, it's an easy one to jump on and go, yeah. See, if you really are intellectually honest about it, I don't know. I really don't. I feel like I just think he would have died sooner. Honestly, I think that would have been the outcome. He would have died sooner because he would have died on the street. No one would have picked him back up. He wouldn't have had all the chances to survive. That's, I think, what really would have happened. These sort of things happen. There's millions of homes where this is happening right now, when someone is being held as hostage by their child in very similar type circumstances, being mentally held hostage by their children in very similar type circumstances, and money has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and every show we try to cover, you know, what could have been done differently for us and our own families if we. Mm-hmm. Patient, something similar. And I know the Reiners paid a lot of money for his outpatient treatments. I mean, what was it, $70,000 or $80,000 a month they were paying for one thing he was doing?
Yeah.
But, and I researched, again, the brief research I can do in California, the things that are available, they could have actually, from what I understand, I don't know their circumstances, they are actually involuntarily inpatient treatments you can put someone into for less money than that.
There's nothing involuntary that you can put some into unless they're in a 72-hour hold.
The 72-hour one, right.
Yeah, but the pay, I mean, unless you're under a conservatorship or a judge has, and again, then you go to the gravely disabled qualification in California, which is ridiculous.
Crazy,
which basically means you are drooling and dying behind a dumpster. And you don't have your own shelter, no one's feeding you. If someone is to go to you and go, you know what? Here's my leftover Chick-fil-A. They're no longer gravely disabled then because you fed them, because someone else is providing that for them. So even they might be gravely disabled. The state of California no longer views it as that. So if you get them into the conservatorship, which they did, they got him into the conservatorship for a year.
1 year.
Because the conservatorship was acting as it should, that then made him no longer gravely disabled, which also then disqualified the conservatorship from continuing forward because he was being cared for. It's just basically, it's not in any way to long-term care for anyone. It's just designed to get you out from behind the dumpster. And then so the state can say, you're not my responsibility anymore. We don't have to spend our funds or any of our resources on you. You're their problem now. It's basically what it does. And when it becomes too much and they kick you out and you're dying behind the dumpster again, if someone notices you, then I guess you're over here and we're going to have to take care of you. Or maybe.
It goes to what we were saying before, is that, you know, our mental health system sucks.
It's a joke.
Because there's nothing for this. There's just nothing. When someone is so broken that the fear of violence is there, and the family has been, you know, bullied and victim blamed and groomed into allowing crazy to take hold, you know, there's nothing for them.
No, and your option is, he can go out to the streets and die, and your odds are pretty high that that's going to happen there. Or you can try and keep them alive as a parent would. And they took the latter, and I think most parents probably would.
And that's what Rita's saying here. And Rita says it right here in the comments, you know, 72-hour hold and then involuntarily inpatient hold. And so that involuntary patient hold, that's what it gets really sketchy trying to figure out what actually would have been available and is currently available beyond that 72 hours.
And then the patients that know how to work the system. I mean, unless they're like actively in a psychosis state or some sort of state like that where they're not going to beat the system. But if they've just been manipulative enough and they've done enough horrible shit to other people that get them into that hold, because the rest of us look at this and go, this is psychotic, unsafe behavior, you're going away. If they're able to, within that 72 hours, somehow demonstrate competency, those places are itching to kick you out.
Right.
They want you gone in 24 hours if they can. I've had experience with putting two people into 72-hour holds before. And the first thing you hear when you get those people put into those 72-hour holds is, well, after 20, they might be able to get out. Like, they say it like it's some sort of like wonderful thing. Like, well, we might be able to get them out in 24 hours if they're, if they're showing that they're so, they're like, no, like, I don't want them out in 20. Right. Like, hold them longer if you can. Like, because I'm guessing in 72 hours, they're going to be the same fucking monster they were going in. They're just going to be able to mask it a little bit better.
We need to be able to ship you off to an island where you can't interact with anyone anymore.
Exactly. It's like, okay, island time. I mean, seriously, why don't we do that? Why don't we have an island for these folks? Okay, bye-bye.
It was called Australia years ago, when it was called New Holland years and years ago.
That's true. We did do that. Hey, it worked out well. It's a lovely place. Austin, a lot of people. Why don't we start a new one? Let's start. We can look at it as a gift for the future that we'll put all of these people on an island, and then 100 years from now, it'll be this bustling metropolis and people will want to live there. You're welcome. We gave you the crazy, and look, they turn into this lovely place to live.
Mars might be that way one day, right?
Exactly. there's just so much with this case and where it could possibly go. Your thoughts in the comments section. We would love to see it. Leave it on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bursky is where you will find us there, or on our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. You can get all of our videos a day before they go to YouTube or any place else on Substack, and join in those conversations direct with us in the studio, all ad free. There's no paywall right now on our Substack. So be sure to join us there. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, your latest book, you got it right there. Damn. Ta-da! It's not all about me. If only the people we talked about today had read that book. Could you imagine?
Remember, tell 1 million of your friends and I'll be very happy.
Exactly. Available right now for pre-order wherever you get books. Some of his other books are available right now as well. I'm trying not to let these fall over here very quickly. Unbreakable Alliances is the other one that's out right now, and there's others as well. So go check them out. Robin Drake. All right. Until next time, for Robin and for Todd, I'm Tony Bursky. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bursky and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.